On today's episode of the AZU The Radio Show podcast, we bring up that very sad subject that we announced this week on the end-of-life production for the FTM-400 and the FT-818. We're going to clear up some rumors and address a few other things here. And that's for this week's episode of the AZU The Radio Show podcast. Well, welcome everybody to the AZU The Radio Show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook. My call's at 9 UPC. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to our podcast. A lot of people have enjoyed them. A lot of people are glad that they're back. And you know what? So are we. We are very happy that they can actually be back here. Now that we're on a different model and kind of streaming service now, it's really great. We are on Podbean, so if you are hearing this, or maybe you're seeing it through another podcasting service and stuff like that on there, we have some of this, plus we actually have some of our older episodes from some of the past episodes of the AZU The Radio Show podcast. So really glad that you're able to join us here today and listen to it. And we love having you be able to listen and interact with us on the podcast via email or text messaging or however you get a hold of me or the great crew over at AZU USA. But we do have that topic of the show today. But first and foremost, I want to go ahead and let everybody know that this will be the last podcast for the AZU The Radio Show in 2022. That's right, for 2022 only, folks. No need to worry. But I know a lot of people said, hey, is the podcast going to continue? And yes, we are still looking for the podcast to continue. But I will tell you this. Don't go ahead and, you know, probably some people got afraid, like, oh no, the podcast is ending. Don't get afraid about the podcast is ending, but more importantly, don't be afraid about the great deals on AZU Radio's ending. That's right. You know, lots of times in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, a lot of people like to go ahead and be able to give gifts, get great gifts for people and stuff like that, that sometimes, you know what, they say, you know what, I should have picked myself up something like that on special. And guess what? There still is time. That's correct. There still is time. Our great sales and promotions that we had going on through the shopping season, the holiday season, are still going on. So don't think it's too late to be able to go out to one of our great AZU dealers and be able to find out and get some of that product that you want, you know, the AZU product on there. Yeah, we're talking about the end of life on two products today, but that's that. You know what? There's still many, many other great products out there for AZUs. Whether if you're looking for an HF AZU radio, whether you're looking for a VHF AZU radio, handheld, mobile, we got a wide variety of products that are out there. So don't hesitate to hit up one of our authorized dealers. Can't stress enough about the authorized dealer part there. That way you know you're getting genuine radio equipment from AZU. You're getting it from the factory in its great condition. You know, we've had some people that have said, hey, I bought this radio and I bought it from this dealer. No, they're not a dealer. Oh, and then they turn out that it was a used radio. And we don't want that. We don't want that, nor do you. So make sure you hit any of our great AZU dealers in North America. Many different dealers to go ahead and choose from. We also have two great dealers up in Canada also too. So don't be afraid to hit them up today to get some of that great AZU products. Alrighty. So, yeah, it's kind of sad news today, you know, this whole week, that we did have to make the announcement that the FTM 400 XD series is ending production, as well as the AZU FT818. So we made that announcement earlier this week, and it was kind of, you know, disappointing news to some people. But I figured, you know, on the podcast, because we started to get a lot of questions, we started to see that, you know, people weren't really aware of the longevity that these radios had. I think a lot of people thought that, oh, wow, these radios are just a few years old or something like that. Or, you know, worst case, they started to go ahead and start to have these questions and saying, oh, the radios are, yeah, they're not going to support them. Or, oh, they're making way for this. Or they're doing that. Yeah, there's so many different rumors. It was just kind of, you know, if you ever seen a picture of me, there's a reason why I don't have hair, right? But that's where we thought today would be a great episode and time to say, you know what? We got to clear up the rumors, answer some of these questions, and let's get back to that situation of getting the truth. And you know what? We like to give you the truth. We like to be proud to say, hey, here's the deal. Here's what it is. And we get it straight from the horse's mouth. And that's one of the big things that you got to understand. There's a lot of rumors that are circulating. The initial rumor that kind of started out with the whole announcement was that it was released worldwide. And, you know what? Everybody's on a different time schedule there, okay? That's why it's called time zones. And this news was breaking and came out of basically kind of started in the European area, the European markets, and with some of the dealers over there. And it started to get twisted and turned because then it was, oh, this is a lie, this is fake. And then it turned out to, no, this isn't a lie, this isn't fake. Or no, it's only the European models. Oh, no, it's only this, it's only this. And it's like, whoa, 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 everybody, take a deep breath, take a moment here. We're going to go ahead and take a look at this and explain it and everything like that. And that's when we went along and said, okay, here's what it is. We did our announcement and we made it on there. Now, the overall reason we got rid of the radios, and it's rid. We had to end production on them. It's not like, and that's, I guess, one of the biggest things is people are like, oh, it was getting rid of it. You got rid of the radios because they weren't selling. No, that's the farthest thing from the truth. We wanted to still continue to make a radio, but it's kind of difficult when we don't have components. Now, if you've listened to shows, if you've heard me talk in presentations, everything, you'll hear me over and over and over again tell people that it's been a nightmare for components. And it really has been. I mean, look at any sort of electronic things. Really, look at any sort of electronic things, and you will go ahead and see, man, it has been horrible for this stuff on there. This isn't something we're making up. This isn't something we don't like the models or anything whatsoever. The FTM-400 is a very popular radio. It actually has somewhat of a, I'm going to kind of call it to a degree, a cult following. And the reason I say it in that regards is because people love that radio. They liked something about it, and it was just amazing. And it just, all, unfortunately, all good things have to come to an end. That's, I guess, the easiest way to describe it and the easiest way to put it. And the reason I say it that way and in that context is because, you know, both of these radios have been out for a while. The FTM-400 has been out, that's just about 10 years, just about. And the 818, which is built off of the 817 platform, technically, that model's been out since 2001. All righty, 21 years for a model of radio and 10 years of model, another radio. I will tell you that that's a pretty long time for radios to be out there. But it came down to components. And we're going to address some of these component rumors in a minute because I've had a lot of people say, oh, that's just a cop-out, that's just a cop-out. And to be honest with you, it's kind of annoying. I mean, because it's like, this is not a cop-out. This is what we're facing in the world today, unfortunately. And we are not immune. We, as in Yaesu, are not immune to this. All righty? You know, look at video game consoles. This is a good example that I give on the electronics side. Look at computers. Look at it. Look at it. Chips, these microchip issues that kind of started around COVID and all this kind of thing because of some factory fires and component shortages because they can't get the product and the raw materials to build these components. All righty. That's kind of what it's been. I mean, it's fascinating, but it's also disturbing to a degree, you know. And the thing I've given the example is that, you know, for us as a dealer, you know, people said, well, you guys can just get a different part and put it in there. No, it doesn't work that way. But we're going to cover that in here in a little bit. But let's get on to, first of all, to the FTM-400. So the FTM-400, yes, end of production. There are still models that are left out there. Dealers do still have stock and supply on there. So if you do want an FTM-400, now is the time to go ahead and get it on there, okay? Contact your favorite Yaesu authorized dealer. They'll be able to help you. We still do have some more that are coming in. But once the dealers are out, folks, the dealers are going to be out of it. So, and I always say this because people always contact me. Even to this day, we have people that are contacting us about the Yaesu 857D. Can you check your warehouse, see if you have anyone left? No, that radio ended production, you know, before COVID, technically, and people are still calling this day saying, hey, do you have any more? And the answer is no, we don't have any more. You know, when we are out of production and the last I leave the warehouse, that's it. That's it for new radios. So same thing with the FTM-400. If the dealers have it in stock, that means that they are new radios. They're not used. They're not refurbished. Some dealers might have some B-stock. That's up to them. I don't know. But for us, this is what the situation is here. So the FTM-400 history is quite a history. It was originally the first dual band Fusion Mobile that came out. So Fusion was introduced in 2013. And at the time, it came out with the FT-1D handheld. And then they came out with the FTM-400D Mobile. So yeah, those two that hit the market on there. However, back in, I'm trying to go ahead and serve memory. Probably about 2016, I think it was, kind of. We looked at the FTM 400 and we wanted to make some additions, some changes on there, and changes for the good. Okay. We weren't changing the radio on there and everything like that just because, hey, we want to change the radio and that's how it needs to be. No, that wasn't the case in any way, shape, or form. But what we noticed, and this also happened with the FT1, if you actually go back and take a look at it, is that we looked and we said, hey, how can we kind of improve the radio on there? And with that being looked at, we saw that the radio could be updated by upgrading the GPS and making a couple other little changes and stuff like that. And that really helped. And when it helped on that, we had to change the model number. And that's when it went from the FTM 400D to the FTM 400 XD. Now, a lot of people said with this coming out, people said, hey, you still have the D, right? Why are you getting rid of the XD? No. The D is gone, okay? That was replaced by the XD. And there were improvements over the D from the XD, and that's why we came out the XD. So, therefore, it was one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, hey, here's clarification. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get it all set up and everything. But what happened in that case, once again, is that it was a situation where we made improvements and we continued on the line. And then we wanted to do that. We wanted to be able to do that because it was a great mobile. We weren't ready to get rid of it yet. And as a matter of fact, it was an improvement, like I said. But what happened is that as time went on, the radio's been out there. It's been a great performer. People like it. However, you know, people said, well, when are you going to update the FTM 400? Well, sort of to a degree we have. And we did that with the FTM 300. Now, granted, the 300 is not a touch display. All right, I need a little smaller display. But the 300 definitely has more features than the 400 does on there. But anyways, with that being said, 400 came out about 2013. We updated probably around 2016 or so. And then that was the FTM 400 XD. And it continued to remain the FTM 400 XD through the longevity until we just made this announcement here. So that's a good thing to kind of, you know, check, because I guarantee there's going to be probably a lot of these radios that are going to hit the used market now. And you want to check to see if it's the D or the XD. And they're still good. Whether you have the D or whether you have the XD, they're still good. I have the D version of a few of the models, and I have the XD version, and they're both good. You can't complain on there. Now, of course, the issue was related to components. Now, people have asked me, you know, well, what kind of component was it? Just replace the components. And this is kind of a segue into the FT818. And I say that because what happens is that when we look at the FT818, the FT818 came from the FT817. Now, the FT817 was actually introduced in 2001. That's when it was released in 2001. And what ended up happening is it was going until probably around 2019 or so, end of 2018, beginning of 2019. What happened with the 817 is that components were becoming scarce. There was some problem getting the components. And guess what? It wasn't so much as we couldn't get the component. I guess I don't want to make it sound that way. But the issue was that the component that we were using was no longer available. And that had to do with the TX oscillator. Okay? The TX oscillator is what was the problem starting to become there, right? So we went along, we said, okay, a lot of people like this radio. What can we do? What can we do? If we know this TXCO, the transmit oscillator, is going to be going ahead and we're going to have some problems getting them. So what we did is we went along and we did a high and low search for a replacement. Simple as that. And we found a replacement. We said, okay, cool. Hey, great. Guess what? We're going to put this replacement into the radio. And life was going to be good, right? So that's what we thought. We put the TXCO in there. But guess what? When we did that new TXCO on the FT817, we noticed that it was more stable in the PPM. It was great. That's great. We have to change component, make sure it's better than was before, correct? Okay, fine, not a problem. We're still going good. But then we found out that that actually ended up giving us 1 watt more power. So now instead of 5 watts, we had 6 watts. Cool. Hey, great. Not a problem. We're still doing good. But then we found out that we had to increase the battery because now with 1 more watt of power, the battery that came with it, well, we needed to upgrade that. And now it's not the 817 anymore. We have different internal components, different power output, different battery and stuff. Guess what happened? FCC said, hey, that radio is no longer type accepted. That's not an 817. Okay, that's not an 817. Want to put some numbers behind it. That is a completely different radio. So what we had to do is we had to take it back and we had to get it retype accepted. Now, when you make a change to a radio significantly like that, you have to get it type accepted and it can't be the same radio again. So for example, the FTM400 and the FT1D, right, there was enough changes that they became XDs. Now, the reason they were stable staying with the same models because it was accessory kind of things on there, you know, like a GPS chip and different firmware and those kind of things. Things that didn't impact necessarily the actual operating principles of the radio, right? You don't need a GPS and a radio to operate. You don't, okay? Contrary to what people may believe, you do not. And then what happened at that point is, boom, we changed that out. That didn't change the workings of the radio. If we had the same GPS or new GPS or something, everything stayed the same. The 817, 818 trilogy on this, or aspect of it, changed it enough, okay? And changed it enough to the point where we had to get it retype accepted. So now here we are. The 818 is there now replacing the 817. It's the same thing. People were upset, you know, because all these things started flying around the internet. Like, look at this radio. It's different. No, it's not. It's not, you know. I even had drawings sent to me of what the radio looked like, and I'm like, where did you get that? And they're like, oh no, I got it directly from this guy who I know this and this and this and this. And I'm like, well, that guy, you know, does not know anything. But digressing. And that's what happened. Now, right away, when people looked at the history of the 817 and the 818, they're looking at us right away and they're saying, why did you just not do this time, Yaesu? What's your deal? Well, guess what? We're faced with an issue is that when COVID first kind of started and started coming in things, it was more so hey, you used to use part A101. And if you've heard me talk about this before, you've heard me talk about this. Whether you want to believe it or not, I guess that's up to you. But hey, you can no longer get a component A101. Okay, what can we get? Well, we can get component B202. Okay, what's the difference between A101 and B202? Nothing, they do the same thing. Well, then why is it different? Well, because it is, and we're charging you more money. So you have to understand that if we are swapping parts, and I say swapping because we're having if we're in a situation where we've stopped using this component, we can try to find another component. And I say try because it's not always that easy. It's not A101 is now replaced by B202, right? So we could try to find that component. But then it comes into a question of is that does that component change everything? And change everything in the regards of does the radio need to be redesigned? All righty. Does the radio need to have different integration? Is it going to impact the performance of the radio? And let's face it, folks, there comes to a point in a time where you have to say it's not as easy to just swap it and then go from there. And unfortunately, that's what was kind of caught in the situation. Alrighty, that's what happened. And it's not something that we take lightly. It's not something that we take easy. This wasn't a decision where we woke up, we said, there's no component anymore. Screw it, let's end the production life on the radios, and everybody had a good day and go on and quit complaining. No, it's not. It really is a situation where we take the time and we have to take a look at it. And the reason we have to take a look at it really is 100% related to how we view support of the radio. Now, before I go into support of the radio, I think it's important to understand how we look at Yaesu, how we look at supporting the radio. And the way we look at supporting the radio is by offering a 3-year warranty on any new radio purchased from a Yaesu authorized dealer. That's right, 3 years. You don't see any other company out there offering 3-year manufacturer warranty on the radios, okay? You don't. Yeah, there might be, you can buy from a dealer and stuff like that they might have an extended warranty. No, this is 3 years from us, okay? That's how much we stand behind our product. We know our workings of our product. We know the performance of our product. And we are saying, hey, not just 1 year, no, 3 years, that's what we get from there. But in order to have that three-year warranty, you got to go ahead and make sure you purchase it from an authorized Yaesu dealer. Hold on to that receipt, folks. Hold on to that receipt because that's going to go ahead and show where you bought it from, the date you bought it from, the serial, and the model number, your name, everything that we may need if it has to be a warranty repair and we have a question on it. So hold on to there, and that's another reason why you definitely want to go ahead and buy from a Yaesu authorized dealer. Now, hey, John, you always talk about Yaesu authorized dealers. How can I find the Yaesu authorized dealers? Well, that is a very good question. And the answer is extremely, extremely super simple. Go to our website at yaesu.com. That's right, Yaesu.com. On that main page, right under where it says System Fusion, you're going to click on Find a Dealer, and you can select the country for United States or Canada on there, and then you can enter a zip code or a city and state, and then select your search radius from 5 to 250 miles, and then click Find a Dealer, and it's going to find your nearest and closest authorized Yaesu dealer for you. I go ahead and, you know, I used to do that all the time, go to the website and find it there, and man, it easily pulls up all those dealers that are near me, and I'll tell you what, probably dealers are a lot closer than you actually go ahead and think on there. And best part about it is they have their websites listed on there. They have a map. They have their telephone number. Give them a call. There's their address. Plug it into Google or wherever, whatever map, Waze, whatever you're using. Or better yet, go to their website. All of them offer online sales. And then they can help you out with this. Don't take the risk and the danger of buying it off of an online shopping site that might not be a dealer. As a matter of fact, may not even be an official Yaesu radio. A lot of places are starting to get these radios that are not either A, official Yaesu radio, so they're clones or fakes, or even worse, they're from a different region of the world, and then you can't use it here or get it serviced here. But head on over to Yaesu.com, click on Find a Dealer, and when you buy from a dealer, have the understanding and the comfort to know that you're getting an actual genuine radio. All right, getting back to that about our discontinuation, I don't want to say discontinuation because discontinuation is a loaded term, all righty, a very loaded term. And what I mean by a loaded term is that when someone says discontinued, our brains tend to think like, boom, done, it's done, that's it, right? Just clapping my hands, it's done. No, we ended production of the radios. We knew that there's a component issue. All right. We said we owe it to that customer. We owe it to that customer today. If you're listening to the podcast, and hopefully you're listening to it in relative term here, okay, or a time frame, I should say. But we know that that customer that bought that radio or got that radio as a gift for Christmas or is buying it on New Year's Eve or goes and buys it on January 3rd, if there's still product left, or better yet, buys the radio up until the very last product is in that store. Boom. That day you buy it, click, start the stopwatch, because that's when you got 3 years. But it doesn't mean we're just going to go ahead and run it until we look and say, oh, the last radio sold was this date and time, so that's all we have to do. No, we want to keep the radio supported for a long time, as long as possible as we can. So that means that we saw this issue. We see this issue coming that there's going to be a component issue that we can't get, that we can't source, or whatever the case may be. And I'm not going to get into that because, once again, we have a lot of social media engineers out there, and I'm sorry, that's what they are, social media engineers that say, you can replace this, or what's this, or I've had people, you need to tell me what product or part number it was. No, we don't, okay? We can tell you that it is, all right? Once again, we're not ending these radios because they were bad sales. No, that's anything but the truth, right? Okay, anyways. We plan to support the radio for as long as we can. As long as possible, we plan to support it. So that's why we end production to make sure we still have parts for the radio to be repaired. Okay? That's what it is on there. Now, that's it on the 418 or 818. Let's talk about the rumors. The rumors, right? Okay? Should do some ominous music here. Because guess what? There are rumors out there. So everybody's like, well, this is just a slow progression. If the radio's been back ordered, they're gonna end production. No, that's not the case. And I've said this numerous times, during COVID, we were producing radios. During that time of COVID, we were really the only company out there that really had radios for production. And guess what? people were buying our radios. And guess what? When you're kind of the only one out there producing radios, or people are happy with your radios, people are going to buy your radios. And when people are buying your radios, we are trying to manufacture radios as fast as we can. But you have to remember, what we're experiencing now here at the end of 2022 and the 2023 is kind of that ripple effect from the 2 years that we had to deal with COVID, folks. And we're trying to keep up with the best that we can. So no other radios have been announced for end of production. And likewise, no other radios have been announced for replacements, because I've seen people, oh, they're just clearing it out to go ahead and get a new model out there. No, we have not announced a new radio. Okay, we've done in the past. Yes, we've had, let's sit down and credit the FTDX-10, the FT710, the FTM300, the FTM200, the FT5, the FTM6000, all through COVID. Okay, just kind of put that in the back of your mind there. And I can't stress that when we make an announcement on radio, we make an announcement on radio. This isn't some sort of scheme. This isn't some sort of marketing ploy. This isn't blah, 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 okay? This is not, okay? I want to tell you that, and you gotta understand and believe that that's what this truly is about on there. Second of all, a lot of people saying, the FTM400 was used and are the radios used in the DR2X. No. No, because I tell people, if it truly is the same radio, then pull that radio out of the DR2X or the DR1X and go stick it in your car. You're going to find out that it's not, okay? Yes, some of the chassis is used, some of the framing is used, it's a modular concept design. Numerous radio manufacturers have done that with the DR2X repeater, okay? The DR2X repeater is still in production, and as a matter of fact, that's partially what part of the episode today is. The program is being extended until March 31st. So the DR2X program is extended until March 31st, 2023. So depending on when you're listening to it, this is either an announcement for you or, hey, John, I already knew that. But that, I think, goes to speak, one, it's not the FTM400 in that repeater, because if we're ending production of the 400, but we're still having the repeater special, then, okay, that's okay? That makes sense, folks? Secondly, no one said anything about the DR2X, but once again, everybody's ordered, all of a sudden, the assumption is just that, oh, that's going to happen on there, too. No, it's not. It's not. And I think you can also see here that we would go ahead and say, hey, this is ending production. We are upfront about this. We weren't hiding it. We didn't try to do any sort of secret squirrel, just to tell the dealers and this and this and this and this. Finally, the other thing about it is guys, gals, listen. We like to do the podcast. We like to do the social media. We like to do the interviews. We like to do all these kind of things like that, okay? Guess what? We're very upfront. When this news hit, it kind of went worldwide. Kind of went, once again, on the other side of the earth there, if it depends on where you're listening, like in Europe and Eastern countries and stuff like that. Yeah, people were getting it at the end of the day, so they started to put it out there. And then it was kind of the start of the day in the North America market here. So yeah, word was traveling around there. But guess what? Go to our, you know, YouTube channel, okay? Yaesu USA Official, okay? Yaesu USA Official, okay? That's our official YouTube channel. There's other people out there that try to be us, but no, it's Yaesu USA Official, and you'll see my pretty mug on there and stuff like that, or you'll see other stuff that shows that it's the official one, okay? Or better yet, go to our social media sites, or, yeah, there's a lot of different options out there. So don't be afraid to go ahead and check those out. Do the research for yourself. Stop by our official social media sources out there, okay? We have official Yaesu Facebook pages, you know, Twitter, all that kind of stuff like that on there. Or better yet, also to listen here, because we will go ahead and talk about it on the podcast here along with other things. So that's kind of sort of that rumor kind of round up and everything like that. You know, once again, everybody, oh, they're coming out the FTM500, FTM600. I'll be honest with you. I heard so many different rumors on radios were coming out. I was shocked because it's not true right now. Okay. Yeah, I could tell you this. We are going to release another radio eventually, like all radio companies do, like we have. You know, we did the 101, we did the 10, we did the 710. Everything's going to come up, but all this speculation, guys, it really is just speculation. It's rumor mill. And to be honest with you, I mean, doesn't make look good for you, because if you're repeating a rumor, then I mean that looks bad upon you there. But don't be afraid to come to us, come to listen to it, and we will go ahead and tell you on the way that it is. So with that, I want everybody to have and hope 2022 was a great year for you. If it wasn't, let's look forward to 2023. If it was, hey, let's still look forward to 2023. We are going to be back. We're getting ready for the 2023 show season. Our first stop is going to be over at Hamcation down in Florida in February. Then we have another couple of few little shows we're doing here and there. And then we have we got Hamvention in May. We're going to be looking at CPAC, Huntsville, a couple other different things. Schedule's always kind of flexible there. But myself or the AZU staff is going to go ahead and be there. Plus also, too, is make sure, hey, tune into our podcast here. And as well as we're going to start back up our shows again. We got some great things that are coming on there. We got some great interviews and stuff. This all kind of does take time. And, of course, you know, hey, in the holiday season, we are always busy. So until then, everyone, have a good time, stay safe, enjoy your radios, and 73.